Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Extreme Cities, The Peril and Promise of Urban Life in the Age of Climate Change, by Ashley Dawson. Narrated by L.J. Ganser. Introduction. Extreme City. I found a huge blister of water forming on my bedroom wall when the wind woke me in the middle of the night. Hurricane Sandy had been buffeting the city all day, and as nightfall approached, I hunkered down in my apartment in Jackson Heights, Queens, hoping that my neighborhood's elevation would bring a degree of safety. The previous day, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg had ordered the evacuation of everyone living in Flood Zone A, a total of 375,000 people. And by evening, the city halted all subway service, marooning people without cars in their neighborhoods. There was little to do the following day, Monday, 29th October, other than to fill the bathtub with water, stock up on batteries, and watch the sky over the city ominously darken. When the full force of the storm hit that night, the intensifying winds drove rain into the bricks and mortar of my building, which age had rendered all too permeable to such a sustained onslaught, producing a threatening bulge in the paint of my bedroom wall. I prodded the blister gingerly and mopped, slept fitfully, and then was awoken by the winds raging outside to find the blister growing larger again in what seemed like an endless cycle. By morning I felt exhausted, but fortunate to have escaped the hurricane relatively lightly. We still had power, and taxis and delivery trucks rolled through the streets. But other portions of the city had sustained major damage. The superstorm drove a wall of water into the financial district of Manhattan, capitalism's great citadel.